I was doing articles, and at some point, very early on, I had an awareness that I was essentially no better than a day laborer. In other words, somebody who digs a ditch for a day and you pay him $7 an hour. And the next day, you may not have any work. And I didn't think this was too healthy from a financial point of view. So I had to come up with a way of getting some kind of continuity or maximizing my effort. And the only conclusion I could come to was to write books. And hopefully, the royalties would sustain me. So I really knew nothing about the book business. I knew something about the magazine business from my EI experience, but so I decided I've got to approach a small publisher because I'm a little guy. I don't have an agent or anything. So I approached this guy, this little publisher in Long Island, and I had seen his books in the Radio Electronic stores, which are now Radio Shack, I guess. I went to see him, and we agreed on the first book of construction articles. And he handed me a contract, which I took home, and I read. I get to the fine print of the contract, and it says, "The author shall pay the publisher $400 for editing fees." Now, when I saw that, I didn't know a lot about book publishing, but I knew that the author does not pay to edit the book, and I really got upset over that. And I tore up the contract. I was really, really bothered by that. And then I decided, well, I've got this, the outline and the ideas for the book. I'm going to try a larger publisher. So I decided, I'm going to approach. See, now I knew Howard Sams because when I was going to college, I had another job on Saturday. I used to go to this little radio and TV repair shop a couple of blocks from my home. And I used to repair TVs and radios. And I got a flat fee. And it's like I got $5 for every TV and $2 for every sensor table radios. And I learned a lot, too, because when you get a flat fee, you try to fix them fast. And that's where I was exposed to Sam's Photo Fact. And I was sort of in awe of them because they did, as you said, they did a beautiful job. And subsequently, I learned that they never used a manufacturer's schematic because invariably it was filled with at least 24 mistakes. And the reason is that RCA and Zenith and those big manufacturers, they hate to do the documentation for their product. The engineers don't want to bother. They just want to get the design it, get it out the door. So the schematics, the service literature, was very poor. That's what essentially enabled Sam's to build up a fairly big business, because they would get the set and they would have somebody trace out the circuit wire by wire, terminal by terminal, and do their own schematic. And then, of course, they photographed it and would call out some where the parts were located. So it's quite familiar. And I was sort of in awe of Howard Sam's. And I knew from buying those photo facts that they did publish, they didn't publish any how-to books. They published service manuals, how to service. There were no how-to books. And mine was a how-to book. So I decided I'm going to write a letter to them proposing this, never dreaming that they would buy it. You know, because I was a little guy, and they were so big in my eyes. They told me to send it in. So I sent in the outline, first chapter, etc. And I didn't get a phone call or a letter. I got a telegram within a couple of days saying, we want to publish your book. How soon can you have it? Well, I was really riding high at that point. I really felt good because, you know, it was so new and unknown and all that, I just didn't have any sense of proportion. So the thing is, they want to expand their publishing list, okay? And they had the service textbooks, but they wanted to get into the how-to because how-to was very important. And as a result of that, over the ensuing years, I wrote over 20 of them for them. And that gave me that economic base that I needed to survive as a freelance writer. And then I pretty well ran my course there, and then I was beginning to sell books to larger publishers. But that's essentially where I learned my craft, and essentially I applied a lot of the stuff I learned from Electronics Illustrated, like photography. I learned certain secrets that a lot of freelancers didn't understand, that one of the most important things for a construction article are the photographs. So when I sent an article, I used to send in 8x10s, maybe 10 of them, showing all, and the editors loved that. So that essentially was my education that helped me throughout the years as a freelance writer.